There were four of them, Catelyn saw. An old man in the black of the night's watch, two servants, and him. Standing there, small and bold as life.
My men were sleeping your stable, and as for myself, well, I do not require a large room, as you can plainly see.
He flashed a mocking grin. So long as the fire's warm and the straw reasonably free of fleas, I am a happy man. Masha Heddle was beside herself.
My lord, there's nothing. It's a tawny. There's no help for it.
Tyrion Lannister pulled a coin from his purse and flicked it up over his head, caught it, tossed it up again. Even across the room where Catelyn sat, the wink of gold was unmistakable. A free rider in a faded blue cloak lurched to his feet.
You're welcome to my room, my lord. Now there's a clever man, Lannister said, as he sent the coin spinning across the room.
The free rider snatched it from the air. And a nimble one to boot. The dwarf turned back to Masha Heddle.
You will be able to manage food, I trust. Anything you like, my lord, anything at all,
the innkeep promised.
And may he choke on it,
Catelyn thought. But it was Bran she saw, choking, drowning on his own blood. Lannister glanced at the nearest tables.
My men will have whatever you're serving these people. Doubled portions, we've had a long, hard ride. I'll take a roast fowl, chicken, duck, pigeon, it makes no matter. And send up a flagon of your best wine. A Yarin, will you sup with me?